Okay. As you as you might have noticed, I get into a little bit of a tangent today. I plead guilty to getting into a little bit of a tangent. Just, you know, realized it's May 17th. There's some tangents that if we don't get into, we're going to move on to Bat Metzia without ever learning anything about. So, we have to be a little more flexible. The Tosfos here, Dilma of Yanukhat Ma'iz Idach, as a side point from a sugya that's actually a big, big sugya in Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the Gemara here has a Misfer or Meir Ein Zika. If a Meir holds Ein Zika, then why doesn't he allow you to do Yibam if the two sisters fall before two brothers? The answer is he's afraid of Bittul Mitzvah Yabim. What's the Bittul Mitzvah Yabim? What's the big deal? The big deal is that Reuven will be Miyabim Rachel. What's the problem? Reuven, Rachel, Shimon, Leah, Shalom, Yisrael. Reuven's Rachel, Miyabim Rachel. And Shimon dies, then Reuven won't be able to do anything to Leah because Leah will be his actual sister-in-law. Okay, so that's Chashina Lamisa. Nothing to do with the main theme of our sugya, which is Bittul Mitzvah Yabim, Zika. But apparently, we're worried, and that's what the Gemara ends with, that we left off. Right, afilu sveka chayish. He's even worried not just about bittul mitzvah yabim straight out 100%, but even about the possibility that someone might die in kohen, and then you will have led to a bittul mitzvah yabim. So the Tosfos asks, "You can tell her, har rabbanan lemisa lo chashu rabbanan," meaning he's assuming Meir, and then he's going to prove it. The lesson is talking ish acher shem tamos ishto. All over Shas, we meaning through Rabbi Meir's side. Who, and through Meir, we're talking about, holds Lo Chashina Lamisa, like the famous first mission in Yoma, right? We don't get a understudy wife ready for the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. We don't worry his wife will pass away for Meir Gufa L'Chai Shem Yibaka Nogol Shem Yom Tzor Kol Aget. This is not Tosfos' connection, it's the Gemara's connection there. He doesn't worry about death, and he also doesn't worry about death of Kalim, about breaking, right? You're allowed to be Mafresh Al Yidei, braver and say whatever two lobes of wine I'm offering later will be the truma, and you don't worry that maybe the, not a barrel, it's really a bag, maybe the kli will break and it'll all fall on the ground and you'll never end up being offering truma, and we don't worry that the animal's going to die if you make an animal wall for your sukkah, etc. So all over Shas, or Meir's Dafka, the one who's not host for Misa, why all of a sudden here is he? So Tosfos answers, "Yeshlom and the la'alter dafka lo chayish al hacha pamshem achaz man gadol nachtem liyam macharveru v'zman beruba chashina shem yamas lekulei alma." That there's a difference, and this is a very reasonable, common sense chiluk. He's not choshish for a short time; he is choshish for a long time. Over there, you're talking about one Shabbos till you can be mafresh the wine is a short time, or till you finish eating the sukkah is a short time, or till Yom Kippur passes a short time. Over here, it usually takes a couple of months till people get around to doing Yibam and Chalitza, and you don't know where they are and when they're going to get together. So for a long time, he is choshish, and he just has to deal with one detail. Okay, the rest we can, right, even though this makes another subtle chiluk, and this, those of us who went Hilchas Nida this year might remember briefly mentioning this, that right, there's a whole machlokas there in Gittin, but the question of whether someone already died and the question of whether they will die are equivalent halachic questions. Scientifically, I'm pretty sure they are equivalent, right? Did someone die in the last day and will they die in the next day? I think are scientifically the same question, but halachically, they are different questions, because one is about the past, and one is about the future, and therefore the past, we can have more confident psak using chazaka, because halachically, we are supposed to try to figure out where we stand until now. About the future, halachically, maybe we don't have the same chazakah to tell us what will happen in the future, because we're not supposed to be able to paskin about the future. But Abaye, and Lechor, we're talking about Abaye here, because he was in the Shakwatari, and it sounds like we answered him and he didn't object. Equate Shema Shema Yamas, and therefore, if you're Choshe Shema Yamas, Shema Yamas is Man Rub, you should be Choshe Shema Mesas Man Rub, and that's not true. Because let's say if an Ishus Kohen's husband, Kohen, when we ate in Dinas Yam, we haven't seen him for a year. His wife still is Truman, assumes he didn't die in this Man Meruba. So this is no problem. They're not exactly equivalent, right? All Abai meant is that if you're choshe shema yamas lezman, if you're choshe shema mace la'alter, you're choshe shema yamas, if you're choshe shema yamas la'alter, you're choshe shema mace lezman meruba, we are not choshe shema yamas la'alter, Rav Meir, not choshe shema mace at all, choshe shema yamas lezman meruba. Fine, that's maskana Tosfos. Those of you who are familiar with, this is an agav, but, you know, we have to, make sure that we're familiar with the home team here. Rav Schechter's a famous article in the very, very early, one of the very early RJJ journals, maybe even the first, the birth control article, anyone? Where he asks a famous question. I think there are many, many other answers. That's not our topic at all. But he asks a famous question of how come all the posts can make it sound like it's usser for someone who's married without kids, or for someone who's not married without kids to use birth control. How come all the posts can make it sound like you have to have kids right away, so you have a boy and a girl? What's the rush? You have your whole life to have kids. There's no problem doing mitzvah a little later sometimes, right? It's the reason why even the mitzvahs, but no one ever said it's a big deal halachically. You should wake up for the first minyan to say Kriya Shema right away, or shake your lulav right away, or say halal early, right? Go to any place where they're from Yidden, even very, very, especially very yeshivish Yidden, on Cholamoyin, and everyone goes to 8:30 minyan. You know, why don't they shake a lulav at 6:30 and say halal at 6:30? All right, because there's plenty of time left. So why isn't there plenty of time left to have kids? So Rav Schechter answers that, no. All the other mitzvahs you have to do in one day. So therefore, lo chashinan shema yamos lezman muat. Yeah, you don't wake up at 6:30, wake up at 8:30 and shake a lulav. No one's going to, we're not worried, someone's going to die between 6:30 and 8:30. Even between 6:30 and 4 o'clock p.m. But having kids, if you say, I'm going to have kids in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years, that's man meruba. Therefore, since chashinan misa, there's a chiyav right away. So Rav Schechter uses this chiluk of Tosfos to explain why halacha l'maaseh is a mitzvah you have all day to do. And you're not such a tzar as you can wait a couple hours, but if you mitzvah you have 50 years to do, 100 years to do, then you shouldn't wait a year, because that's a zman meruba and chashin Hashem yamas. Okay, it's a very fascinating question, and Rav Schechter is a very nice answer based on this Tosfos. Of course, there are other answers as well, but that is off topic and even off topic of the Masechet, pretty much, or at least these parts of the Masechet. Well, the Ramban and the Rashba offer an alternative to Tosfos' answer. Both the Ramban and the Rashba say the same thing. I think the Rashba, who I put down on the course here, says the same stira. Rav Meir's not choshe shema yamas, and the rest of Shas agree it's choshe shema yamas. He says it's not a matter of long time, short time, but the Rashba says it's a matter of what the counter pressure is. Right? V'yesh mishatirates, says the... Then he quotes Tosfos later. He says, "Shatirates that it depends. Are we worried someone will die or not? That depends what the counter pressure is. If it's no big deal to be choshish lamisa, then we're choshish lamisa. If we can, we're choshish lamisa. But if it's shasat sorech, then we're not choshish lamisa." That's what he says. He says, for example, by the sukkah, someone wants to put an elephant to a wall of their sukkah, but are we choshish the elephant will die? Well, anyway, we're supposed to eat. He has to eat in the sukkah. He has no choice. If he's stuck, b'shas hatzorech, then we don't worry about misa, and we let him eat in the sukkah. The guy with the wine, are we worried that the barrel will die and all the wine will spill out? He has to eat. He needs something to drink. He has no choice. He has to do a quick breira to be mafresh. So since he's stuck in a b'shas hatzorech, we're not choshesh l'misa. Basically, says, you know, the ikar din, if you really need to do something, we're not chosh l'misa. And likewise, it says for Yom Kippur, why aren't we chosh l'misa? Because ain't the davar sof. You know, there'll be no end to how many wives you substitute wives you have to appoint, and that's too difficult. And therefore, we're not chosh l'misa. What about over here? But over here, what's the case? He could do yibun, but since we're afraid that might lead to a bitul mitzvah ziyav, we tell him to chalitza. What do you mean? Here, there's no emergency. Here, there's no need to do yibun. Here, we might as well be chosh l'misa, because that's a shita. Shalol b'shas ha-tzorech, we're chosh l'misa. B'shas ha-tzorech, we're not chosh l'misa. And here he says, there's no shas ha-tzorech. What does he say? V'yesh v'shatirets, kevin d'yim, v'yesh v'shatirets of the Ramban, kevin d'yim b'chalitza kadot, yim b'chalitza are two equal choices. Avgav d'misa lo shchicha, even though really misa is not so common. But shalolit tzorech lo navi yitzvein l'day safek bitul mitzvos came into efshe demais idach miyam hachi. Since there's no tzorech here, because we don't do chalitza. Chalitza is just as good as yibum. There are two equal options. So there's no tzorech to one over the other. Since there's no tzorech, we might as well be choshesh l'misa, unlike all the other cases, like the get, we're not choshesh l'misa, the guy divorces his wife to be chal 1 hour before he dies. Then she can still, a kohen, she can still eat truma. We don't say maybe he'll die within the hour. Because there, she needs to eat, right? There's a tzorech, and like by the node, the wine bag, there's a tzorech that you have to drink, and you're in a big rush, it's almost Shabbos, you have me off, and I can't, but there's a tzorech, because they need to never sof. That's the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba. They say there's no tzorech, we're choshes l'misa here, because there's no tzorech, because you could do chalitza just as well as yibam. The Ritva pounces on them with a flying tackle and says, what are you talking about? Have you forgotten, you know, what it says in Masechet, you're learning three blot, less than three blot later? The Ritva takes umbrage. We even learned that Gemara once. I mean, Agaborcha, right? Yim and Chalitza are just good options? What do you mean Yim and Chalitza are just good options? That was a shock of a target in Daf Kof Aleph. Do we say, Asei Dochel Osase by Yibam? So first, the Gemara want to say, Efshel Kaim Shneyam, there's no need to do Yibam, do Chalitza. Then what did the Gemara answer? Is there a need to do Yibam? Yes. How not as good? So he quotes the Lashon of the Gemara here. The Ritva attacks them and says, the ain zeh mechuber kol tzorech. The amrina lekamen the chalitza makom yibam lan milsu. Chalitza compared to yibam is worthless, right? Ellen cannot tell me that chalitza good as yibam. Unless you're like Avishol mitzvah chalitza comes first. That's a different story. But these are all Sephardic Rishonim. None of them hold like Avishol. So he says, yeah, enochlam if you're like Avishol, that means Rabbanon chalitza comes first. Bizman azeh. That's a different story. But we're talking on a deraisa level. We're talking according to Rishonei Sfar. Says, what do you mean? Chalitz makom yibam is lav milsahi. Argues in the Gemara Daf Kafal is lav mitzvahi. And he says, what do you mean there's no tzorech here? You might as well be chosh lamisa. Of course there's a tzorech. You have to do yibam. Chalitz is worthless compared to yibam. I know chalitz is in the Torah, yibam is in the Torah. No one's saying that chalitz is not important. But chalitz is not another option to yibam. And here we have a very, very fundamental machlokes Rishonim about the nature of chalitza, which comes up in how you explain our sugya. Do you say the reason is chosh l'misa is because no big deal, you might as well do chalitza. There's no tzorech here, Ramban and Rashba. Where the Ritva says, what are you talking about? Of course there's a big tzorech here. The tzorech is that you have to do yibam. Chalitza is not a good substitute for yibam. Let's just put this on the board. Ramban and Rashba, what's their lashon? Chalitza v'yibam ki hadodi minhu. Pretty sure that was lashon. There are two equal options, as opposed to the Ritva who jumps on them and says no. Chalitza v'makom yibam. What else did he? Chalitza compared to yibam is worthless. Chalitza is nothing. Chalitza is not a chalitza is not a valid option. So, what we want to do here is possibly analyze it and figure out exactly exactly what the basis of the machlokas between them is. What is the basis of the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba versus the Ritva? So, we see Agav, just another Rashba Ritva, a little bit Lashitasam, before we get into analyzing a little more, in their discussion of someone who takes a Shvua to do Chalitza as opposed to Yibam. Right, maybe he takes a Shvua to do Chalitza, or he takes a Shvua not to do Yibam. Right, same basic idea. This apparently is a very, very common issue. People will take all kinds of Shvuas. I think the more famous Makar is the Shuri Vash, for a guy who took a Shvua not to do Chalitza or Yibam. Then wanted a time that it was a valid shvua because a shvua not to do chalitza is okay because you could do yibma. A shvua not to yibma is okay because you could do chalitza. So if you put two okay things together, then of course that shvua is okay. But the Ritva both discuss, no, a guy who swore to do chalitza instead of yibam. And again, we're talking about their trying to pass them within the Sephardim, the Sora. So forget Abishol, just go back to the Doraisa original level, which is that mitzvah yibum kodemes. So, what is the... What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says Shasha'al Tal Yom Shenishva Lachlot on the course of Yivimtel Yom Yidum Kofanos Lachlot Kaim Shvua. So, right. So does he have? Is this Shvuach Kal if he swears to do Chalitza? So if you just look at the fourth line of the Tshuva after the Shvuah stuff was hanging out, the answer to him is Yidum Kodemes. If you pass in like they all do the mitzvahs, Yidum is Kodemes, right? The Nishva Levatel Samitzvahu in King Habalishva Shav. Says what? This is a shvuah levatel es hamitzvah to do chalitz instead of yibum. It's a shvuah shav. It's levatel es hamitzvah. Except then he backtracks and says, but you have to read it carefully. He doesn't backtrack and say it's not bittul mitzvah. Chalitz is just as good. What does he backtrack and say? I'm not so sure. Because the Torah did give him the right to decide what to do. But one thing is very clear. Chalitza is not an acceptable substitute, right? What does he say? This is bittul mitzvah to do chalitza instead of yibum. It's bittul mitzvah. Unless you want to say, this is a mitzvah, the Torah let him be mevatel. But either way, it's bittul mitzvah. So the Ritva, I think, is l'shitase. Shvua lachlos v'lo liyabe. The Ritva is l'shitase. He said, this is bittul mitzvah, but ulai HaTorah nasta lo rishus. He says, what are you talking about? This is a bittul mitzvah. However, it could be that it's okay. In this case, the Torah like be bittul mitzvah, but it's a bittul mitzvah, right? You're not doing a mitzvah if you do chalitza instead of yibam. That's the same ritual as Shitase right here, who says chalitza makom yibam is nothing. The Rashba, on the other hand, takes a very different analysis. If you look at the Rashba, it's a similar case. Sheila Rugin Shinishva Lisa Isha Zman, Kol Rosh Lisa Isha Akhir, Aleba Chayeha, the Kodan Zanisun makes Achav enough Isha Akhir fun of the Yibam, etc. This is a more innocent case, actually. A guy swore that he would, you know, maybe it was a romantic story, who knows, or maybe they paid him money, but he swore he would marry this girl. He said, I swear to God, I'm going to marry you a year from now, right? Next Yom Yerushalayim, I'll marry you. And meanwhile, I swear I won't marry anyone else. Okay. And what happened? It turned out his brother died, and now he's supposed to do the Yibam. So this is obviously a very complicated question about what he meant and what he could have anticipated. And the Rashba discussed all the different angles. Well, the one angle I quoted here is the angle of, isn't this a shul about some mitzvah to not do Yibam? Avol masha, the mechazol adasim, shul chalal, kem shu mitzvah liyabim, means of shul chalal shruo, shem chalal b'kolel. You want to know, how can the shvuah be chal? It's against the mitzvah to do yibam, and a shvuah can't go against the shvuah we took at our Sinai to keep the Torah. Or maybe this is more general, some will. V'ilislam komani omer shalom ha'shem muzeh. No, this inyan is not shaykh at all. The inyan of bittul mitzvah, this category, shame is a category. The category of bittul mitzvah is not what's relevant here at all. Sha'afilam nishma shlo yam esejam. Even if he said straight out, I swear not to do the mitzvah of yibam. Shvuah chalav, that's a perfectly valid shvuah. Why? Sure, Yashal Lachlos. What do you mean? That's not bittul mitzvah. He has another valid option. This is the Rashba Lushitase. Ki adonin. What do you mean? It's another valid option. Right. If I say, you know, I swear, you know, I swear I'm not going to eat Beit Shemesh matzah. That's a matzah they make in Yerushalayim. That's not a problem with bittul mitzvah, l'chora. I have lots of options in front of me. That's what he says. V'hainu d'makom eser mitzvah tzu kedusha enem yabim. Says, and that's why, this is a little funny, because you can't see quoting me. How did we do the Gemara? That, Mokum Itzer Mitzvah Itzer Kedusha, why aren't we Yabim Itzer Lavin? Why don't we say, I say, Dochel Osase? But feel Mokum Itzer Lav Dovad, why aren't we Yabim Itzer Lavin? Well, I mean, also say, Dochel Osase, the Isa Perek, Ketzer Achid, the Amrin, on time of Hassan, the Rish Lakish, the Amrish Lakish, the Mokish, the Motu, say, Dochel Osase, until Yachel Kaim Shnei Mutav. He says, look, like Rish Lakish. It's not necessary for the essay to be dochel olav. You can combine them both with another option. What's the option? Says efshar b'chalitza, perfectly good option. You can combine just as well with chalitza as with yibam. So if you combine just as well with chalitza as with yibam, then it's not a shvul about also mitzvah. So that's what the Ritva and Rashba are very consistent here. They take their shitas seriously. It's not just something they happen to write in Daf Yuches. He says, it's not even in the Shem Huzeh. It's not even a question. It's not even an issue of bittul mitzvah. Why? Because efsher b'chalitza. So either they both end up paskin, I think, that the shu is chal, but clearly the way they analyze is very different. The Rashi says, look, I put your line anymore, efsher b'chalitza, chalitza is just as good. L'shitase chalitza is just as good. The Rashi says, what are you talking about? This is a bittul mitzvah. However, since this is a mitzvah, the Torah let you decide whether you wanted to do it or not, so it could be the shul still be chal. Now, what what will the Rashba do with, let's just see, before we analyze a little, what will the Rashba do with, what does it sound like from the Gemara? Let's see what it sounds like from the Gemara. So, on the one hand, we know we have a mission Bechoros, which says, Chachamim say, mitzvah zivim kodemes mitzvah chalitza. Avishal says, mitzvah chalitza kodemes mitzvah zivim. But what do they both agree was the original real Doraisa Psak? Right, back in the old days? Everyone agrees? Yivim kodemes mitzvah chalitza. So nowadays, we're not the Shema, then you get a Bechoros, Avishal and Chachamim. But everyone agrees that, midoraisa, mitzvah zivim kodemes mitzvah chalitza. Okay, mitzvah zivim kodemes le mitzvah chalitza. Sounds like there is a kedima there, right? So what does, right? Bechoros, and also comes up here, of course, mitzvah zivim, midoraisa, kodemes le mitzvahs chalitza. Midoraisa, before there was a kilkel in there, maybe it was a little shema. So, whose shita does this fit? Whose shita does this fit? What? Judas boy, it's hard to prove it. On the one hand, all the Ramban and Rashba say, don't they say Kia Dodi Ninhu? Kia Dodi Ninhu doesn't have to mean 100% there's a kadima. You know, one thing is a little better than something else. There's still perfectly valid options. There's no big deal. No need. When you say it's a big tzorech that you have to get 300 shekel esrog instead of 250 shekel esrog, you know, it's nice, it's an avoda, it's a wonderful thing. But they're basically two equal options with the kedima. One is a little nicer than after everything in life. There's always one option that's a little nicer, what is shem than the other option. And so someone's a big baal moser will always choose it. But they're basically, yes, they're basically two equal mitzvahs with, or two, you know, kia dadi doesn't have to mean equal. You know, similar mitzvahs with a kedima. Okay, one is a little nicer than the other. Beseder. But look, it's two mitzvahs. One is codenamed to the other one. There are a lot of things that something's codenamed to something else. They're two wonderful mitzvahs. Just if you have to choose. So, I don't know, two people are, you have a wrong space in your lifeboat, you have to choose who to save. They're both worth saving, but if you have to choose, so you have to pick. As opposed to what will the Ritva say? He'll say no. Mitzvah, the whole point, the way he'll read the Mishnah, they'll read the Mishnah, of course, two mitzvahs, he'll say, yeah, one has Kadim over the other. He'll say no. Yibam is a mitzvah. You know, chalitza, I'll be a little vague here, is b'di'evet. That's what it means. The mitzvah is to do yibam. Chalitza makom yibam lav mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do yibam. B'di'evet. If you don't do yibam, then you do chalitza. I know the Mishnah says mitzvahs p'di'a kodemas la mitzvahs arifa. Better to be pode your petach hamor than to be orif the petach hamor. L'chaver, I don't know if they're two good options. You know, you should do one, and b'di'evet, you do the other ones. You have to do yibam. B'di'evet, if you don't do yibam, so then you're stuck with chalitza. That's also in the Torah. It's also something religious people do. They do chalitza. But that's not the mitzvah. That's the b'di'evet. So that's a very little vague. Hard to tell. The more interesting question is the Shakvataria, which hopefully you're familiar with by now. We've read a number of times on Daf, Chof, and Beis, and it really doesn't end up getting finished. Two, Daf, Chof, Aleph, and Aleph, Yivamos. Chafam and Beis. Two, Chaf Alephom and Aleph. What about Eshar Likayim Shnehem? Right, Biyibum Dechai Ve'lavim. Right, the big machlokis there was We all know Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Kol Esrei Mitzvah. That's me to arises Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Isser Kedusha, Mitzvah or not. So first, the Gemara wants to say that midoraisa not mitzvahemis. Why not say seidol kolosas? Because efshel l'kayim shneya, you could do chalitza. Then the maskana, the Gemara says no. Really, it's only gzera to rabbanan. Who remembers the gzera? Be rishon out to be a shneya. Midoraisa, it's a seidol kolosas. It's not efshel l'kayim shneya. The Gemara says why? This is the chalitza makom yibam. It's not efshel l'kayim shneya. Chalitza is not a mitzvah makom yibam. The mitzvah is yibam. Chalitza is then b'diavad worry about what to do. The mitzvah is yibam. Okay? So the mitzvah is yibam. So clearly, what is this, who this Gemara sound like? The Ritva, we don't have to fill that in. The Ritva quotes the Gemara, right? The Gemara definitely sounds like the Ritva. The maskana of the Gemara is that chalitza b'makom yibam. Lav, the way we have it written in our Gemara, I assume Milson mitzvah is just a matter of girsa, or either it's just a matter of you quote something, you know, with a slightly different lashon. But lav mitzvah, chalitza is not a mitzvah. Yibam's the mitzvah. Chalitza is not a mitzvah. I know it's in the Torah. It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. But it's not a mitzvah to do chalitza like the mitzvah to yibam. It's a mitzvah to do yibam. If you don't do yibam, then we'll worry about the yibam, what to do in a b'di'evet situation. There's a lot of things in the Torah that aren't wonderful things. That b'di'evet, we have to know what to do. Better not to have the mitzvah of Mises Messi. But if someone needs, someone worse than Zara, we'll worry about it.
Could be there is a difference between the two girsas of love mitzvah versus love milsa.
Okay, could be. Let's go back. What are the Ramban and the Rashba going to do with this? What are the Ramban and the Rashba going to do with this Gemara? So the Rashba is a little funny, because in the Tshuva we quote from the Rashba, he quotes the Havim of the Gemara, not the Maskana. He says, Taka, Kalitza is a mitzvah, after all time Shehen. Maybe somehow he thinks we paskin like the Havmin of that Gemara, not the Maskana. It's a little hard to figure out why he would think that, because they have valid proofs why they didn't just stop saying Maskana because someone was in the mood to defend himself. No, Meisve, the Imbalu Kanu. We seem to prove that Mida Oraisa Imbalu Kanu Yibam is valid by Chai Vilagam. So this is a question the Shut Rashba says. Seems to reject the maskana of the Gemara. But that's very questionable. We're not quite sure how he can reject the maskana of the Gemara. If you reject the maskana, you are gevaldik. Look at the line beforehand. Before that line, they thought, Efshel l'kayim shneyam, because chalitza is a great option. But it's a little difficult to say that he was really rejecting the maskana of the Gemara, because again, sometimes Gemara, you have two Amorim, and one of them defends himself, says a maskana. You can say we don't hold that way. Over here, they had a meisvei that proved you had to go to this maskana. So it's a little difficult. Some could even say the Shem Rashba didn't mean it. He didn't really mean to reject the Maskana. He really meant to say we accept the Maskana. But we have to take the Havmina very seriously. Really, they're equal options. What does the Maskana mean? So what the Maskana could mean, what does the Tashbis points out? That if you say something is Lav Mitzvah compared to something else, does that really mean it's nothing compared to something else? So the Tashbei says, you know what? There are a lot of things that we call not a mitzvah compared to big mitzvahs that are a little bigger. And that doesn't really take away from them at all. The Tashbei looks at a beitza, right? Rosh Hashanah beitza says, it says all the things that are asur d'rabbanan on Yontif, and Shabbos for that matter, right? It says these are reshus, and these are mitzvah, and maybe we're familiar with the whole Rebbeinu Tam, and matri weddings on Shabbos, about how tricky it is analyzing that Gemara. But he says, look, a lot of things are called reshus, when they're mitzvahs, they're just not quite as good as the other mitzvah. And he says, look in the Mishnah in, what does it say in the Mishnah in Beitza? It says, Mekanshin, Becholzin, and Yadmin are all Rishos. But Makdishin, and Marichin, and Machrimin are mitzvah. And he says, getting married is a Rishos. A Yibam is a Rishos. Chalitza, put Yibam and Chalitza together, they're all Rishos. He says, what is Yibam or Rishos? Right? So he said, no, it all compared to bringing karbanos, yibam is rishos. You know, a lot of things are mitzvahs, but it depends what you compare them to. And that's what he says. He also quotes the Gemara in chulin mitzvah, got rishos chol v'kari leh. If you compare a mitzvah to rishos, you call it a chol. He says, likewise, compare a mitzvah to chol, you call it rishos. He says, lav mitzvah is lav dafka. Sometimes the Gemara uses exaggerated lashon when they compare things. So what does it mean, lav mitzvah? Lav mitzvah means it's not as big a mitzvah. Not only that, what does he say? He says, what does it mean? So, chalitza gufa, not midarmer perkeitza, chalitza makom yibam, lav mitzvah, Hachi nami mefarsha the lav mitzvah namovkari. It's not as much a mitzvah namovkari. It doesn't mean lav mitzvah. It means it's not a mitzvah namovkari. Dilis batel b'shvila mitzvahs yibel legamri. It's not enough of a mitzvah namovkari that means alright, so you should aser yibel legamri. Nechayvi lav mishabal lo yiknu. It's not, chalitz is not such a mitzvah namovkari to make there no reason whatsoever to do yibam. And to make the yibam not called the b'yevet. Avol mitzvah, don't tell me this, you're going to lose the chalitza. I mean, it's a mitzvah. It's just not as much a mitzvah as a mufkar. That's maybe, that's what they would say. They would say, like the tashbits, that mitzvah he avolav mitzvah min hamuvchar. It doesn't mean lav mitzvahi. That's an exaggerated lashon. That's like calling things rishus in the Mishnah and Beit Zav when they're really mitzvahs. They're just not as big as the other mitzvahs they're comparing them to. Just means not as much a mitzvah namovchar. Okay. They're both mitzvahs. Okay, maybe one isn't a mitzvah namovchar, but they're both perfectly valid mitzvahs. If you want to do namovchar, we all know the Mishnah Mechoris tells you which is namovchar. But they would have to say the lashon is either reject maskana, which is hard. Say the lashon is a little out of it. Just means not a mitzvah namovchar. The Meiri has another line here, which I'm not sure what he means. He might really mean more like the Rifa. The Meiri says, he emphasizes one thing. He says, chalitza is a different mitzvah. Now, I'm not sure what he means by lona shava. He might just mean like the Rifa. The chalitza is a different mitzvah, which is nothing compared to yibam. Or what he might mean is no. Chalitza is a different mitzvah. It's not the same as yibam. It's a different mitzvah. Maybe can't dug it into a perfectly valid mitzvah. But it's not the same as yibam. It's not the same mitzvah as yibam. I can't be sure what he means. I saw the different modern day footnotes and etc. on a tiny different ways. But it could be he means, what does he mean by makom? You know, yibam on a shavu. Could be saying, it's nothing compared to yibam, it's garbage, then he's a ritva man. Or he could be saying, no, it's not a substitute for yibam because it's a different mitzvah. It might be a great mitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah. And therefore, when it comes to say dof lo saseh, really? Do we tell someone, don't do a say dof lo saseh, do a different mitzvah instead? Someone says, you know, I need to be cut off tzaraas to do milah. Saying, why do milah? Pick up a lulav instead. No, I say don't lasas. If I want to do this, I say. Maybe that's all the Gemara means. Chalitza makom yibla mitzvah. Chalitza is not the mitzvah of yibam. It's a different mitzvah. But I say it's don't lasas. Even when I have a different mitzvah I could do. Because I want to do this mitzvah. If I want to do this mitzvah, then I say it's don't lasas. Don't say it's optional, do a different mitzvah. No, I want to do this mitzvah. Not so crazy. So maybe, I'm not sure if it, because he emphasizes this different mitzvah. I don't know where to put the emphasis. The emphasis is that it's not chashav, it's nothing, and then he's also throwing in it's different. Or is the ikar that it's different, and it's just not considered the same? It might be almost equal, might be almost as good, but it's not the same mitzvah, so that's called Efshel Lekayim Shneyam. Efshel Lekayim Shneyam means I can do my mitzvah without doing the lav. If I can do different mitzvah without doing the lav, that's not Efshel Lekayim Shneyam, because I want to do this mitzvah. So it could be maybe what the Meiri means, and not what the Meiri means, it could be what the Gemara means. That mitzvahi aval lo otam mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. All the Rishonim who explicitly count the mitzvahs count chalitz as a different mitzvah than Yibam. So Rav Shapelov says that Rav Sadigon, you know the same mitzvah Rav Sadigon. Rav Shapelov is tremendous lamed. He has involved with ideas, and he's a tremendous malachid in that paper on the Rif side, on the Sefer Mitzvah side. My only, thing that makes me a little uncomfortable about him is that he always tells you what Rif side Yigun Shita is, and the diet Rif side Yigun Shita based pretty much on thin air. Rav Sadigun didn't write a sefer on mitzvos. He wrote a piyush saying shul on shavuos with like nice rhymes of all the mitzvos. And then Chami, it's Rav Sadigun, it's not Rachel Hamashoreret. So we assume that when he wrote his piyush, he took it seriously and was medayik and wanted to write things to leave the hilchasa, etc. I'm not saying we don't take piyush seriously. Tulsa takes the piyush of Rilot Rakalir seriously all over the place, and we generally assume that Rilot Rakalir was not going. But he has very, very detailed assumptions about exactly, you know, what he means and how he counts, etc. In this case, he has maybe a bit of a better time. He says it seems pretty clear he's only counting them as one, not two. But you always have to be a little skeptical when he tells you what the Shita of Sanhedrin is, because, you know, he's just taking a poem, and then he, from the poem, he's medayik, like a couple of klolim as to what the rules of Sanhedrin are, and then goes back and applies the poem to the poem. Sometimes a little skeptical. Healthy skepticism is in place when it comes to Shita of Sanhedrin. But in any case, Lemaisa quotes from Sanhedrin that he thinks it's all one mitzvah. And that's not mainstream. Mainstream, you look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, what is it, Reish Tes Zayin, Reish Yud Zayin, or the Chinuch, Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches and Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes, wherever it is. They're two, most people assume they're two different mitzvahs. So maybe say that's what the Gemara means. It's not Efter L'Kayim Shnehem, because it's not Shnehem, it's Mashu Acher. Efter L'Kayim, Mashu Acher. But it's not Efter L'Kayim Heim. It's not Efter L'Kayim It. You can't be behind the Lav of Mamzeres or Grusha and the Asay of Yivam. You can be kind of a different Asay. That's not Efter L'Kayim Shnehem. So maybe you can read that to the Meiri means. I think. I saw the footnote of the Ritva thinks that's what he means. But Lemaisa, what do we say here? The Pshat of the Gemara is definitely like the Ritva. He's basing himself on the Gemara. As he says, I wouldn't have argued with my Rebbein, except it's a Mefurish Gemara. What other Rambam Rashba do this Mefurish Gemara? Either somehow the Rashba seems to apply in the Shut, although we don't have confirmation for this in the Chiddushim Yevamos, that he rejects Maskana of the Gemara, but that's a hard thing to do. That's a proven Maskana. Or maybe it's not going to reject the Maskana of the Gemara. Just he's telling us, pay attention to the Havlina, because the Maskana is not as significant as you think. Why is the Maskana not as significant as you think? Either it doesn't mean it's not a good mitzvah, it just means it's not Minam Mavchar. Or it doesn't mean it's not a good mitzvah at all, it doesn't even mean it's not Minam Mavchar. It just means it's not the same mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. When it comes to saying Dovol Sase, if you can't do the same mitzvah without a Dekhiyah, then you're allowed to be Docha.
We thought that perhaps that the Pshat of Gemara could be like the Rashba. The both based on Pesukim and the way Chazal formerly Choletes Velo Misya Bemes sounds like that the Yavam is passive in Chalitza, that she's Choletes, as opposed to in Yibam, she's passive, she's Misya Bemes. And it's Lav Milsahi, because when it comes to Chalitza, she's being active, and he's not managed to do anything.
That is a fascinating suggestion you should know. I'm still not going to go into this. The whole question we've shown about whose mitzvah is it, Yibam and/or Chalitza? Is it the Yavam's? Is it both, etc.? Maybe you want to say it's going to be a bit of a Kiddush. Yibam is the mitzvah on the Yavam, but Chalitza is the mitzvah on the Yavam both. In which case, Pasha likes a lot of mitzvah because he wants to do the mitzvah. Someone else does the mitzvah, that's for sure. Not to say don't be a Sayyidul Sassan, let someone else do the mitzvah. No, I want to do the mitzvah. That's a chiddush to say this, but it's a possible chiddush to say that the mitzvah of Yibam is on the man, the mitzvah of Chalitza is on the woman. Clearly, that is seems to physically match what's going on, and the Cholet says clearly, no one ever say the woman is miyabenis. She's misyabenis. In Chalitza, we do say the woman is the Cholet says, but we also say the man is the Cholet, but really the woman is. So that's a very, very nice Hara. I'm not sure offhand if I know if there are any one we can put a finger on who actually holds that Yom is a mitzvah on the man, Chalitza on the woman.
There are.
Okay, Gevaldik. Okay, excellent. So let's just stick in another possibility, very nice possibility. Yesh Lomar, She, Chalitza, He mitzvahs. Hayavama velo mitzvahs hayavam. Obviously, Yibam is a mitzvah of the Yavam.
How would that help the Rashba, though? Because that still is probably a hefset for the...
No, but the Rashba is not talking about one person's perspective. He's talking about the general perspective of Chashim and Lisa. So generally, if I, instead of Rumi doing mitzvah, Rachel does a mitzvah, so that's not a tzorah to ignore the Chashim Lisa. That doesn't bother me. Okay, now we have some basic makoros out. Now I just want to go one level deeper and ask, and we'll have two possibilities of analyzing this. You know, here is the analysis. What actually is, if we were to use halachic terminology and categorization, right, which of course is what we like to do, what is the yisod of the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba versus the Ritva here? You know, so far we see, is it a mitzvah, is it not? So often, if we're familiar from a lot of discussions of the Rishonim and Achronim in many areas, There's often a chakira whether something is a mitzvah or, let me remind you, of a famous kaz in the beginning of Yoredeya, and also a little later on in what is it, Yud Zayin of Yoredeya, and a famous rush in the fifth simon in Ksubas, if I'm not mistaken, definitely in the beginning of Ksubas. What do we often ask ourselves? Is this a mitzvah or a matir, right? Amazing that you all managed to figure that out. That's a famous machlokas, right? That's the whole rush that they have by Birkas Eiris, and the Rambam holds Kiddushin as a mitzvah. The rush says, no, it's just a matir, it's a matir for the rush. The talent of the shchita is shchita mitzvah or shchita matir? And then there's a whole discussion with Kivagan, Mugin Avram, even about Fresh Tumas or Meisters, etc. Tvila is not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. Meaning there are many cases when the Torah says, if you want to do X, you have to do Y first. If you want to get somewhere, this is the way to get there. Does that mean that it's a mitzvah? Or does that mean no? If I want to get there, this is the procedure of how to do it. And that's a valid question. The Torah says Kiddushin. Does that mean it's a mitzvah to go be Mekadosh a girl? Or no? If I want to be married and live with someone, this is the way to do it. And if not, not. Gerushin is a classic example. Gerushin is a mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah to divorce my wife. It's almost Yom Kippur. I want to be married as a chuyel, so I should divorce my wife. So, okay, obviously not. But, point is it a mitzvah? Maybe it is. It's a mitzvah to divorce your wife. When you have a case of disharmony, it's a mitzvah to get divorced. Or no, it's not a mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Not every mitzvah means, right? A mitzvah is something God commanded us. Not every mitzvah is something God commanded us to do is a positive thing Hashem wants us to do. Some mitzvahs are, God commands us rules for what counts in accomplishing a certain goal. And that's exactly the chakir. Is that a mitzvah to get divorced or no? The mitzvah is, this is what makes a woman divorced. Anything else, she's still an Eishas Ish. Same thing with Shechita. Is that a mitzvah to go be a Shochet? Are Shochtim like, they're people who do mitzvahs all the time? You know, like people who run chesed organizations? They're people who are also getting mitzvahs all the time? Yeah, let's run to be Shochet because I do mitzvahs all day long? No, it's not a mitzvah to go and shecht animals. It's a rule that they're not kosher unless you shecht them. That's a question in Kol Torah Kula. Tevila is a classic example, right? Is it a mitzvah to Tovel? We know that's machlokes. Tevila was not a mitzvah. Tevila was not a lot of mitzvah in the Gemara. One manor says it's a mitzvah to Tovel. The other manor says no. It's a rule. The matter of Tumah, if you don't want the Tumah, if you want to be able to be Tovel, then you have to Tovel in a valid mikveh, etc., etc. That's called a matir. So, what is chalitza? Is chalitza a mitzvah? The Torah says, do yibum. Or, do chalitza. It's a mitzvah. The Torah wants you to do chalitza. Or no. The Torah, Hashem couldn't care less if you did chalitza or not. What it doesn't want you to do is violate the law of Yevam L'shuk. If you want to be mutter L'shuk, do chalitza. And if you don't want to be mutter L'shuk, don't. The thing's parallel to Gerushin. Let's assume, 99% likely, not a mitzvah to divorce your wife. Right? Under any circumstance, not a mitzvah to divorce. But if you want to remarry, then you need a get. If the woman wants to remarry, she needs a get. If the husband wants to be potter from Sheriff Sosin Ona, if the husband wants to remarry, he needs a get. So what is chalitza? Is chalitza a matter like get, where there's no positive value to doing it, but this is the only way to remarry? Or no, chalitza, it's also matter her. But the reason it's matir is because she's finished her mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah that Hashem wants you to do chalitza.
Can you ask
about Yibam also? Yibam's harder. It's clear that Hashem wants you to do Yibam. I don't think anyone would say Yibam is a matir. It just means if he wants to marry her, then he has to do it for Bia, and not Kesman Shtar. Nah, it's clear that Hashem wants the Yavam to marry the Yavama. That's for sure a mitzvah. That's not just a matir.
It's also a matir.
And a kanami. But that's for sure just a... It also creates a chalos, right? But that's for sure a mitzvah. I don't think there's a mitzvah to ask that question.
Why did none of the Moniha mitzvahs make this feel? Meaning they're all part of Torah mitzvahs at the end of the day.
Why does anyone say we don't count matters, we only count like mitzvahs, gemuros, ke'ilu? That's a fascinating question. Clearly, that's not what the Rambam. The Rambam says, Leo's Hamitzorah Tomei is like, one of the mitzvahs say. Obviously, that doesn't mean it's like a good thing. It just means it's a rule. That situation X creates result Y. So why doesn't some people not count them? Or at least count them in a different Mador? So I don't know. You have to look at whether the Uranium counts them. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. You have to look at the Bahag has like assays and lavim and partials, exactly where he draws the line. So there are more interesting Moni HaMitzvos than just the Rambam and the Chinuch. And Rav Sadia Gaon, it's a little hard to figure out. Many things Lloyd does separate assays from lavim, so it's Archean.
You also have mitzvahs in the middle, in other words, like tzitzis.
So no, tzitzis is clearly a mitzvah.
There's a mitzvah on one hand. On the other hand, are you mechuyev to have a negative arba
kanta? Correct. Now, there are some mitzvahs which you don't always have to do, but they're clearly mitzvahs. And it's not that Hashem says tzitzis lets you do something else. It's correct. That's more of a you call it, well, I don't want to call it tzitzis anything now. The simple shot is it's a chiyav al tnai, a chiyav in some circumstances, but you're right. Okay, now, let's ask this question. So what's the analysis? So it might be very attractive to ask the question. This is a question all the achronim deal with. As you know, perhaps we know, what is the nature of chalitza? Is chalitza fundamentally a matter like get? Or is it fundamentally a mitzvah like yibum? Is it a mitzvah or is it a matir? So you could ask the question, this is the first way of analyzing it. Maybe they're arguing about, show off that we have multiple working colors. Maybe they're arguing about mitzvah versus matir. The Rabban and the Rashba say it is a mitzvah. And the Ritva says it's a matir. The Rabban and the Rashba say, yeah, chalitza is a mitzvah, yibum is a mitzvah. I understand one, it's kedivo, one is more than a mutchar. I'm not claiming that all mitzvahs are equal. Well, of course, no one's claiming that all mitzvahs are equal. I wouldn't say every single mitzvah is in the Torah is equal. For sure not. There are bigger mitzvahs and smaller mitzvahs. Right? And mace mitzvah is better than Mikra Megillah. But they're all basically on the same playing field. Right? They're all major league players. Okay? So some are all-stars and some aren't. But the Ritva would say, no, what are you talking about? It's Lav Klum. It's not a mitzvah. What do you mean it's not a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah means I know it's one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, like Gerushin. It's a rule, it's a procedure, not a good deed. It's not a good deed mitzvah. Mitzvahs are commandments. Some commandments are good deeds, some commandments are procedures. It's a procedure, not a good deed. Right? Mitzvah, again. I think the Reformed people think mitzvah means good deed. And at a certain level, obviously, it comes down to the same thing on one level, but mitzvah means commandment. It doesn't have to be a good deed. It could just be a procedure. And it's good to follow the procedures.
The Rishonim that hold that even if it's only one mitzvah would hold that chalitza is a mitzvah, the ones that hold two might hold.
The Rishonim would say it's one mitzvah, I'd be more likely to consider a mitzvah not a matir, otherwise why would they put it together? But it's it's a little hard to prove. Now, who else? The mitzvah, the famous Tosfos on Nitzah Daf Samach Vav Mem Beis. The famous Tosfos on Nitzah Daf Samach Vav Mem Beis about the rule of Kol Haroi Levila. It's in the middle of a very protracted, complex discussion. Tosas there comes up with a klal. This klal is very controversial. Not the Tosas Midas HaHoven Beis, but to the oil. So it says, the Chazal only made lechachilas by mitzvahs. By mitzvah is a better way to do it, and a better way to do it, and a better way to do it. They didn't make lechachila by a matir. A matir, either you did it or you didn't. They were never metaken lechachila. Of course, nowadays, you might still say, well, just in case we don't know what Chazal meant, in the Chalot Rishonim, so the Chachil be Machmir. But that's what he means. He means it's not coming. Chazal, according to Tosos philosophically, there's no such thing as a better matter and a worse matter. Either it's mutter or it's usher. Either you're married or you're not. Either you're divorced or you're not. There's no better. A mitzvah, a good deed, so then there's the Chachil, you can do a better deed, right? You can do a better deed. You can do an even better deed, or you can do just a good deed. But when it comes to a mitzvah, there's lechachila. When it comes to a matzah, there's no lechachila. Therefore, says Tosfos, that there's no, Tosfos thinks when it comes to tevila b'mikvah, that's only a matzah, that's how we get started. There's no lechachilas in b'dieved. There's either you're tameh or you're tahor. But he says, when it comes to chalitza, that's a different story. Chalitza is a mitzvah, then there's lechachilas in b'dieved. For example, what's not ma'akev in chalitza? Right, what is Tosfos trying to answer the following question? What's not ma'akev in tevila? Not tefila, tevila.
Beis
ha-starim, right? You need roi l'bi'as mayim, but you don't need mayim in your beis ha-starim. And Did anyone say if you're very firm you should have Mayim in your Beis HaStarim? No, you don't need Mayim in the Beis HaStarim. What's parallel Chalitza? What don't you need but you need Roy for? Kriya, right? For the speaking part, right? So, therefore, if you're a mute, not a deaf mute who has a Kavana problem, if you're just mute, it's a Psul and Chalitza. Because you need to at least potential for Kriya. But it's pretty clearly worrying. Lechachila, you need to do the Kriya. So it tells us, why Lechachila do you need to do Kriya by Chalitza, but you don't need B'as Mayim in your inside your mouth when you tovel the mikvah? So this is Pasha, Tefillah mikvah is a matter. No better or worse way to do it. You just have to do it. Chalitza is a mitzvah. You could do it or you could do it better. Don't you want to do a mitzvah better and better and better? If you can. Right? If you can, but it's absurd. So that Tosa says clearly, this is the Agav Orcha, the Tefillah and Beis Mayim, Beis HaStarim. Tosa says, don't pay attention, don't compare it to Tovling. Tovling is a matir. Chalitza is a mitzvah. So Tosa is very clear. The truth is, if you look at Rosh Chodesh, the Kodesh Yom Ksuvah Samach Dalet, he thinks that Tosa Ksuvah takes the other side of this Chakira. Okay, Yesh HaMaladon, if you want to look there. But Tosfos is very clear that it is a mitzvah. However, not everyone agrees to this, and this is the Nachla Shiva makes diyukim for many Rishonim, and it's picked up from the Nachla Shiva. And the Nachla Shiva is actually a very important sefer in Jewish history. Sefer Nachla Shiva. Notice they don't call it Shut Nachla Shiva. I'm pretty sure it's under the Shut. Sefer Nachla Shiva tells you what it is a book. It's not the oldest. The Rebarks only also had a book like this, but it was not as authoritative. It's Book of Shtaros. Nachla Shiva is the Book of Shtaros. That has the standard Shtaros that we use in Jewish context, and also with Iyun, with footnotes that explain all the Iyun behind it. That's Nachla Shiva. Nachla Shiva was a very basic sefer, not just because it was happened to be written by a Gadol 400 years ago. It was a very basic sefer because that was the meaning of how to write all the different Shtaros. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, all the Shtaros, whenever we want to know how to write a Shtar, it all starts with the Nachla Shiva. You want to know how to write Tanaim? So it all starts with the Nachla Shiva. Then, if you're an American, you know, Ramoshenik, you adapt the Tanaim. But if you ever see someone with a real old-fashioned Tanaim, it's straight out of the Nachla Shiva. So the Nachla Shiva is, this is obviously his parish on the Shtar of Chalitza, right? What's the Shtar of Chalitza? It's not a Kenyan Shtar. But Bezdin would give you a Shtar afterwards that the woman can prove that she's allowed to remarry. And the Gemara even talks about the Lashon they would write in the Shtar Chalitza, right? The Ishtimo Deinu, the Ahua, the Misnahi, is a whole sugya. But he says, Kosmo Shumas Adeshin, Da Filo Im Hayavam Abab Hayam Avin Rosin Nasi Yoda Filo Chikovan Sol Chalitza Ob Shichalitin Liyam Kol Nichse Meis Kenim Mordechai Per Cholish Nirav Yazal. This is the interesting question. What's the nafgamini between Matir and Mitzvah? This is Machlok Sim Rebbe Kiva Eger, for example, and the Mug of Rum hiding in Orchaim Simit Ches. Let's say I grow apples on my tree and I don't want to eat them. I'm not hungry. I don't like apples. Nobody that I know likes apples. I'm just going to throw them out. Should I be mafir shumas or maestros? If it's a mitzvah, then yes. If it's a mitzvah, then I should. If it's not a mitzvah, just a matir, then if I want to eat them, I should. If not, not. Same thing for tovling, right? That's the whole question of the Lord. Should take our example, a married woman. Should she tovel if it turns out to be the night of Tisha B'Av? Right, if her allowed to be less Tisha B'Av, then it could be open or closed. Right? If it's a mitzvah, then of course she should. If it's just a matter for her to be with her husband, and Tisha B'Av is an Isser Tashmita anyway, then she shouldn't. There's no need to. It's all a question. If you don't want the result, if you're not interested in the matter, should you still do it or not? That's the question. So, let's say she doesn't want to remarry. Should she still do chalitza or not? And that's a tremendous machlokas among the achronim. So, but it gets a little complicated because even if she doesn't want to remarry, there might be other reasons why you need the matir. So, for example, the Trumas Edition says that even if she's very old and doesn't want to remarry, we force her to do chalitza or else she has to lose all the money. Likewise, the Mordechai name Rav Yah says, we'll come back to this, Rav Rusi, or Isi, he doesn't quote the whole thing. This is talking about the Mimonides that we're not familiar with from Shas, because this is based on Tukanas Kilos later, that if he does Chalitza, he gets a certain amount of money, if not, then she gets a certain amount of money, or if not, there's no Takana. So basically, what does he understand? That the only reason we force Chalitza is because people have a right to the money. He says there's a takanas akilos that I get my money, therefore I have to do chalitza. So that's his diuk. His diuk is, You only kofar for the money. There's no kfiyah for the mitzvah, only for the money. Why don't you say, I don't want to remarry? I don't even want to fight about the money. Let's settle the money right here. Then, there's no need to do chalitza, he says. We don't make anyone do chalitza. You don't want to do chalitza? Fine, as long as you work out the binan l'chavir between yourselves. Why do chalitza? Likewise, Beis Yosef was the Ram on the Ram. In Ashkenazi Kihilos, the big issue was the money there. Tekanas Kihilos is that the Yup Medina, I mentioned that tomorrow, maybe in brackets or something, Daf Mem Amnalef, a brother does Chalitza, gets no money. You do Yibam, you get the money. Chalitza, not. In Ashkenaz, they made a takana because they didn't do Yibam in Ashkenaz anyway. They want to encourage Chalitza, then when he does Chalitza, he gets half the money. And therefore, they understood part of the takana is that he has the right to do Chalitza and get his half of the money. But it's only for the money, not for the mitzvah. In Sparta countries, there's no special takana of money. They would prefer you did Yibam anyway. But there was another, since there was potential for Yibam, there was another problem. The Rambam and the Ram said, if she refused to chalitza, she's a moredes. Why? Because in Sparta countries, until chalitza, they consider this man engaged, right? Because he might have done yibam. What does he say? I can't get a shidduch if you won't do chalitza with me. No one's going to give me a shidduch if I'm already tied to you, because they're afraid that I might end up marrying you, and then it'll ruin the marriage. So don't do a shidduch. And they even goes a little further to say, because of the Torah Shira Ram, Beis Yosef, and Shira Zadeshen, that filu yeshul isha yeshul tayin zutko, kam da gibriya filu, it's a neymar le beik tata. Says, even if he's married, he can still say, I demand chalitza. Why? Because until I do chalitza, my wife, I'm not going to show him bindings. My wife's going to fight with me, because she'll be jealous of you. So therefore, why do you have to do chalitza? He has the right to demand chalitza, because it'll ruin his shidduch or his marriage. But what are they, all these diyukim, have in common? The yavam has a right to demand chalitza, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, either because he is the takana that he deserves money, or because he wants marital harmony. But it's all Ben Adam Lachaveiro. What does he say? Mashal Oslo Pius Ritzer Kassav Shaper Don Yisrael Dalu. But if she paid him off and she settled with him out of court, then it's fine not to chalitza. That's his diuk. It's a diuk. The diuk is, it's only if the yavam has rights that he can demand chalitza. But if they're both happy, then there's no need to do chalitza. Right? What does that mean? It's a matter. If they're both happy, there's no need to do chalitza. If one of them is unhappy, that's called benon lachaviro. They can sue and say, you have the right to have you accommodate me. But if they're both happy, then there's no need to do chalitza. From this nachla shiva, it made it into the side of the Beit Shmuel, who paskins this way. If they're both happy, there's no need for chalitza. What's he saying? What's the nafgamina of mitzvah and matir? Nafgamina bein mitzvah limatir is, what if neither party cares, right? No one needs chalitza. She doesn't want to be married. He doesn't feel the need for shalom bayis. They're not arguing about the money. So, says the nachla shiva, and it comes in the Beis Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch. Where can you find this Beis Shmuel? Simikov Samech Sadi Kif Samech Hei, Sifkat Tess 165, Sifkat 9. Alpi Diuk from the Trumas Hadeshen, the Rambam, and the Ran, right? And Kofin Lachlos. No, then we don't force them to do Chalitza. They say we're both happy as it is, we have no need for Chalitza. Beseder, you don't want the matir? Don't do chalitza. What do I care? Mashmatli, you don't want the matir? Don't do chalitza. Bisimcha rabba. The truth is, he quotes her from the Mordechai. In the Mordechai, he just starts at the beginning. All he quotes is the name of the girl. But I think in the Mordechai, if they still have Mordechais nowadays, it might be even a little more explicit. At the very end of that paragraph, you go down like 30 lines. He says that Avol he's a kaid of ein chafetz li notze. If she's the very end of Lamed Aleph, she's old and doesn't want to remarry. Or even she's young, if she doesn't want you mechalitza. Whatever. Everyone has their own pekulach. Shak l'ksuba manam asayim gam to sefer zad gemira. She takes her l'ksuba l'divrei posukim Shmuel. Yeah. If she doesn't want chalitza yim, she takes it all. He argues about the money. He thinks that the takana of the kehila is not that he has the right to get half the money through chalitza. that if he does chalitza, he gets half the money. But she has the right to say no. He says she doesn't want to get remarried. Shalom al Yisrael, let her take the money and not get remarried. That's so mefurish, and then Mordechai is quoting the Rav Yah, right? Plus mefurish be Rav Yah huva be Mordechai. That if she doesn't want to remarry, she takes her ksuba and forgets about it. Right. So again, this is machlokes in him the Shem Sadesh and Avdim Yimachas. He says the guy has the right to sue and say, I want half my money, I want to do chalitza. And he says, no, she has the right to say, I don't have to give you half the money, don't do chalitza. That's the Nimamanus. I don't care about that right now. They both agree, though, that there's no mitzvah to do chalitza, Shalom Yisrael. We ever heard that someone could say, I'm not interested in a mitzvah? The guy says, I don't want to pick up a lulav. Too much money. I lose money. I don't want to buy a lulav. Tough luck. I lose money. I don't want to buy a sukkah. Tough luck. You have to. No, you don't have to walk. It's a matter. It's not a mitzvah. There's no necessity. And this is the big discussion of many, many achronim about many of these cases. What about a case where the neither party cares, or where she is asura linasi? What if it's asur for her to get remarried? Then do we say it's a mitzvah shtos to chalitza? Or do you say, well, if it's us we're going to get remarried, there's no point to the matter, is there? That's the big discussion here. The Ein Yitzchak from our namesake, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, Yitzchak Ochanan Spector, who, just full disclosure here, right? It doesn't mean Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan Spector was the founder of Yeshiva University. We don't know if he believed in Torah or not, even though he was definitely on the modernist side of the European Gedolim, right? He is one of the inventors of Hetzer Bechira, he was a big Zionist, and Mechuli, but... You know, he wasn't affiliated with Yeshiva University. The reason it's called Yeshiva University Yitzchak Ochanan is because they had all these plans to found the Yeshiva. They planned and they planned and they planned. And as they were about to found the Yeshiva, the Gadol HaDor passed away. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan Spector. So they said, well, we might have named it something else. But now that he just passed away, it's Kavod HaTorah, the name of Yeshiva's Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan. So it's not because he didn't live to be affiliated with Yeshiva University that they named it after him, although one sort of suspects that he might have... he might have been into it, but you never know. Agav, I should point out at the end, and Akhla Shiva said, "Hold the Zohar, Parshas Chukas, Masrul Nitzadav Kim Chalitza." Says Mashmos HaZohar is that no, it's Davka Mitzvah Cholitz, not just a matter. What about when it comes to what did he say? He's very stark on the matter side. That's what he says in the beginning here. Lo Bchita Chalitza, Lo Avi Mitzvah, Raki Hechsher Leivavli Nasul L'Shut. What I call Mitzvah calls Hechsher, a procedure. Right? The Gabbal Ptur Layogli, Port Mrs. Yibam. It's a matter for her to remarry and for him to not have to do Yibam. The Dol is Vicho Shechita. It's like Shechting meat. There's no mitzvah Shech meat. If you want to not eat meat, that's fine. As a matter of fact, they say nowadays the less meat you eat, the healthier you are, I think. That's well, don't eat meat, fine. Rak. If you can't eat meat without shechita, so you can't remarry without chalitza. Come on, gain chalitza. Goes magical chutz asurli nase etc. That is very very clear. Then the way he structures the chuv is it's in the middle of the whole piece, and then the end I skip to Nandala where he comes back. Sharisa the Mali comes back and that's how it goes. But he says what's his example is. His example is this is the shita of the Ein Yitzchak, and his example is a. Almanas Melech. What about the Alman of a Melech? Can she be married? No, there's a din. No one's allowed to marry. It's not covered. Malchus. No one's allowed to marry the Alman of a Melech. The Melech dies. His wives are the Almanus Chayus. Right? So, does she do Chalitza? Obviously, she can't do Yibam because no one's allowed to marry the king's wife. But does she do Chalitza? So the Mishnah says, no Chalitza. Why? There are different opinions. One opinion is because it's just not covered that the king's almana should take off someone's shoe. Right, it's a separate opinion. Meaning it's also not covered for to sweep the streets. The other Rashi used to say, because she can't remarry. So what's shot? So it's not the only way of reading the Rashi. But the one way of reading the Rashi says, the Rashi says, what does Rashi mean in Sanhedrin? Since she can't remarry, therefore there's no point to a chalitza. Because she can't remarry anyway, so who needs the matir?
No point, you haven't done anything. There's no takana of chalitza for... her, or just that there's no, or is he just saying that Rashi saying there's no chiyuv to do it?
That's interesting. It actually is usher. So what Ibn actually says is a little more complicated, is that once there's no point to doing it, then we say it might be a little disrespectful, whatever. But you're right, you have to add that. But he says it's not really disrespectful. If there was a need to, we would. You know, if it was Makom Igun, we would. Okay. The case where they're all discussing more intently is the case of Katlanis. Well, that gate, Katlanis, is very big halacha mice, very fascinating, if you're interested in halacha and hashkafa, etc. Katlanis means a woman who's has a pattern of husbands dying. You know, how many? Maybe two. She's a pattern of husbands dying. We assume it's her fault. And therefore, no one's allowed to marry her because of Sakanas Lefashos. How that actually got applied, Lemaisa, is, you know, not terribly consistently for various obvious social and, you know, humanistic reasons. Through the Doros, it became a very complicated one. Very, very, very complex issue, where, like, sort of people's practical moral intuitions were the opposite of what the halacha psukah seems to be. And nowadays, in time of your shonim, and very fascinating. But theoretically, Kabbalists can't remarry, Chamir Sakanta Meisura, right? She's worse than Mamzeres and Nesina and Vechuli Vechuli, Chamir Sakanta Meisura. So therefore, does a Kabbalist do Chalitza? Right? If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. If it's a matir, then what's the point? What a matir what? We're going to matir Isser? So that is the famous machlokes here, and that's really one of the things that Yitzchak discusses here, where he says that Chalitza is not a mitzvah, it's a matir, therefore for a kabbalist. There's no point doing the matir, and that's the psak of the Yitzchak. He quotes this in the famous talk of the Rebbe Yehuda said this, and the Chacham Tzvi, maybe it was a little more complicated, but basically said the same idea, that the Ein Yitzchak and the Noda Behuda and the Chacham Tzvi all said, right, Katlanis doesn't do Chalitza. Why? Because there's no Shaykhs of Matter. And he quotes the poster, he quotes from the Radak. I assume this is a Tosofer, the Radak. The Radak means like the Radak on Tanakh, Yom Kimchi. I don't think he wrote a book with button in it. This is probably supposed to be the Radach, David Kochavi, who wrote a book called Sefer HaBatin, where he goes through all the halachos. It's really like a Mishnah Torah kind of thing. He goes through all the halachos, and he passes a lot of interesting things, a lot of standard things also, a few interesting things. So I think he means David Kochavi and Sefer HaBatin by his face, Tenor Yud Gimel. He quotes from the Sefer HaBatin, says, nope. What does it say about a kablonis? I don't know if he has quotes his lashon here. Be above a kablonis, the kofin hayavam lachlots. The kablonis kofin lachlots. Why are we kofa lachlots? What's the point? The point is, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. And since obviously you can't do yibam, so we're kofa you do chalitza. Everyone agrees you don't do yibam. The Sefer Rav said, so we're kofa chalitza. So you can't do mitzvah A, do mitzvah B. And a lot of the echronim say, no, what are you talking about? You can't do yibam, she also can't marry anyone else. There's no point doing chalitza, so just go home and don't worry about it. That seems to be the machlokas, whether we're dealing here with a matir or with a mitzvah. There are many other nafkaminas to whether this is a matir or a mitzvah. So it's an obvious one, with the classic litmus test of matir versus mitzvah. Do you have to do it if you don't need the result? Right? The other nafkaminas might be the fasting chakir l'chachan tzvi here. It seems pretty clear that you need kavana for chalitza. Mitzad what do you need? What kind of kavana do you need for chalitza? After all, on the one hand, if we look at it from a mitzvah perspective, what kind of kavana would you say? Mehechit takes a kavana for chalitza. Like, where do we find a category in the Torah that requires kavana? Yeah, mitzvah suit is kavana, right? What we paskin is a little unclear, but we definitely seem to. Yeah, at least bichoshes to pass a mitzvah suchas kavana. It says mitzvah suchas kavana. On the other hand, what could you say? What kind of kavana do you need here? What?
Kavana to do the act.
Kavana's kinyan. It's a matir, right? You need kavana's kinyan, like gittin. Do you need kavana? Hinni muchram zun, I want to do the mitzvah of gerushin? No, you don't need kavana to do the mitzvah of gerushin. What if a guy goes, what if a fellow gets married to ask Moshe Shalom, becomes a complete atheist? Does that mean that this get his puzzle? Because now he can't have kavana to mitzvah gerushin? No! He has kavana that he wants to divorce his wife, right? Kavana is kinyan. right? What if the guy's a mover? It doesn't matter. Get his kosher for anyone. And that's one of the things the Chacham Tzvi discusses.
What if the guy's a mummer? He has chalitza kosher. I have to come on his kinyan. He has come on his kinyan. He's not interested in the girl. He wants to do it, get rid of her. If it's kavanas mitzvos, then what kind of kavanas mitzvos do you have? He doesn't believe in the Torah anyway. So that's a fascinating question. What kind of kavana do you need? It's pretty clear you need kavana for chalitza.
If you say it's a mitzvah, this is the Chacham Tzvi's chakira. And if you say it's a mitzvah, you need kavana. Let's say today mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichos kavana. If you say that it's a matir, you need kavana to do the mitzvah of gerushin? What are you talking about? You don't need kavana for the mitzvah of gerushin. But you need to agree to divorce your wife. And then it would be kavanas kinyan. Then there are what's the nafkamina? One nafkamina the Chacham Tzvi starts talking about, the main nafkamina he's talking about is, what about, he has two nafkaminas, which I really want.
Mummer, right? What about someone who really doesn't believe in mitzvos, but understands that he wants the girl or doesn't want the girl?
And he says, what about the Baruch of Levin and Devarim? What if he says one thing and thinks something else, which he builds into the same, in kinyonim, Baruch of Levin and Devarim, I don't care what you think, I hear what you say. In mitzvos, then we care what you think, not what you say. Hashem, you're a leilov. So it's tremendous nafkaminas, right? Nafkamina le-mumar, le-dvarim shabalev. And there are probably other nafkaminas as well. And what does the Chacham Tzvi himself think? The Chacham Tzvi himself says that, certainly he was talking, etc. In the end, he says that, that by merely starting, one is already in the Eina El Mitam Haknaa. This is the Chacham Tzvi himself, the matter of Haknaa. Then he has another interesting Nafkamina. He says, Dasacher is Makne. When it comes to Kavanas Haknaa, if the Makne is a Gadol and the Kone is a Katan, that's good enough. When it comes to mitzvos, everyone. So, all the Nafkamina has is Das Acheres Makne. Of course, these are really Chomer Sogyas in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, but the version of Bar Ilan has lots of footnotes. And has footnote for Yosef Shol Natanson. Who's Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanson? The Baal Mechaber Shut Sholom Meshiv. So, and he here sticks in a footnote and argues, Fina Snarkin, how come it's on mitzvahs? What are you talking about? The Rambam said this is Lashma. Lashma means for the mitzvah. Not so posh Lashma means, again, also it's written Lashma. That means for the person. But that's his diyuk. This is the opinion of the Baal Shut Shaul Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Matinson. He says, no, it's Kavanas Mitzvah. Obviously, he looks at it from a perspective of Mitzvah. There's some other nafkamina that come up with some of the inyanim I put in the footnotes, which we'll just have to remind these two, and these are big sugyas in Mitzvah Chalitza. For example, Mitzvah's lovely Hanos Nitnu. The Ramban brings down a machlokas whether you say Mitzvah's lovely Hanos Nitnu or not. If you look at Rosh Hashanah, I put the brackets in a slightly different perspective. It's simply, do you say mitzvah slavli honos dinner for chalitza or not? Right? Let's say she does chalitza with yisur hanah, sign of shalom v'dazara. Do we say that's hanah, yisur hanah, mitzvah slavli honos dinner? So the Ramban says mitzvah slavli honos dinner. Ah, she can't remarry until she does this. Says no, that's not hanah. She just needs to do a mitzvah first. There's only need of mitzvah. It's not hanah that she can remarry. She just needed to do a mitzvah first. Then he quotes a Yesha Omrim, says, what do you mean? It's Hanah, she can remarry. So, what's the basis of this machlokes? Perhaps you can say that this is the machlokes about mitzvos lavli hanos nitnu by a sandal shel avodah zarah. And the Gemara talks about the sandal avodah zarah. The machlokes is, what's the basis of the Gemara? The Ramban Lashitase says, it's not Hanah, just Ikav mitzvah. It's not Hanah now she can remarry. Just she had to do a mitzvah first and she did the mitzvah. That's not called Hanah when you have to do a mitzvah and you did the mitzvah. But the Yesh Omrim, or Yesh Mefarish in the Ramban, says that it is Hanah. Maybe the Yesh Mefarish says it's a matir. That's Hanah. She's getting her heter. The Ramban says, no, that's not a matir. It's an Ikav mitzvah. I know she can't remarry until she does Chalitza.
But that's not because chalitza is the matter for her to remarry. It's not that chalitza is giving her the right to marry. She has to do a mitzvah before she remarries. Now she did a mitzvah. Eik of mitzvah bilvad. It's just a mitzvah she has to do first. This is a very, you have to look at the Ruchan and Brecht. This is a very fascinating issue. There's issues. Yaakov seems to be both sides are right. It's a matter and a mitzvah. And therefore, you know, it could be that if you do it with an aveira, the matter is chal, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But this is, there are other mitzvah above aveira. It could be another classic nafkamina, which is not dealt with as directly. But I'm pretty sure that's what issues. Yaakov discussed it, maybe the question of mitzvah above aveira. You would say if you looked at it as a mitzvah, then it would be pasul. If you looked at it as a matir, then it would be kosher because it's not a mitzvah, it's a matir. A matir above a favor is still a matir, but yesh herbeil maladun. But this is, anyway, a very, very classic akira, mitzvah versus matir. And maybe that's the basis of machlokis between the Ramban and the Rashba versus the Ritva. It could very well be that if you look at the Tameh HaMitzvos behind the Chalitza, it's a little hard. Whatever the Tameh HaMitzvos are, you can still look at Halachli as a Matur or a Mitzvah. But certainly some of the Tameh HaMitzvos are a lot more maturdic. Like, for example, if you do Pshuto Shal Mikra. If I ask you, Pshuto Shal Mikra, find me one other place in Tanakh which could help illuminate why she's taking off his shoe. What would you say? Some place in Tanakh which would illuminate why she would take off his shoe. Why would the Torah say she should take off his shoe? That's a very funny thing. So what parak of Tanakh would you point me to? Megillas Rus, right? What do you mean? That's not a funny thing. So, you never been in a chasna? What do they do in a chasna? The rabbi takes, well, suder is sometimes a pen now. I take a suder, a piece of clothing, right? And suder was really what they used to wear in their heads. This is a hand kerchief, right? It was a kerchief, not a hand kerchief. They take a suder and I give it to you, and that's a ma'isa kinyan. And that's how we do kinyanim in Judaism. The zolt of anim yishal gula mi'al ha'tzmura, right? This is the idea. It's gula tzmura, right? You go el, you do a tzmura instead. L'kayim kol davar, shalavish na'lov nasal re'ehu. That's how you do kinyanim. You give someone your shoe. Is this a big chiddush? Is this a alpisodal kind of dvar in this govern? Says the Rashbam. Says one of suder shal mikri. Says derech eretz. I don't think derech eretz means politeness in the Rashbam in that pasuk. I don't think it means politeness, Derek. Derek just means the way of the world. Yeah, you have to make a kinyan. You make a kinyan with the shoe. Says just like, and that was the Indian by Boaz, right? He was mad for the Yerusha. Says, I don't want to carry the shame. You'll take the Yerusha. Says, that's the same idea. The guy says, I don't want the Yerusha and the shame. I'm giving it back to you. Right? I don't know if that means it literally belonged to her. It just belonged to the estate. And she represented the estate. He says, that's Shana Chalitza. He doesn't explain why Rikika. But, what's Shana Chalitza? Shana Chalitza is a kinyan, okay? If it's a kinyan, then maybe that makes sense as a matir. What's the point? This is a matir. It's not a special mitzvah to make a kinyan from one person to another necessarily. That works well with the perspective of a matir.
You can also just a kinyan.
What?
You can also make just a kinyan. Why does that prove that Chalitza would be just a matir as opposed to a mitzvah?
That's why I say it doesn't prove. It doesn't prove. It could be that it's a mitzvah to resolve things by a certain matir. I agree. Even if you take a look at the chinuch, what does the chinuch say? It's very interesting. What's pshat? Okay, that's very nice Megillas Rus. Let's say you just read Devarim. What would you say is the tamei mitzvos behind this strange ritual? Simple pshat. What would you say is the tamei mitzvos? To embarrass him, right? Because he's a bad guy, right? Why? Because she's doing embarrassing things to him. Like spitting, for example. And you could say taking off the shoe. Well, that's not the way the chinuch goes. What does the chinuch say? Why does she spit at him? Is it to embarrass him? No, that's not the chinuch. She spits at him to show that she's not related to him. She's not engaged to him anymore. What does it mean? It's interesting. Not to give a public sanction. It's not the stockade. Yeah, they give a public sanction to, oh, you're a bad guy, I'm spitting at you. It's to say, maybe you're a good guy, maybe you're a bad guy. It's a law by Ashali. The point is, I can spit at you because I'm not marrying you anymore. If you might marry someone, you don't spit at them. Right? It's spitting. So the spitting is not a sign of, for the chinuch, of disapproval. It's a sign of severing a relationship. You could have gone further and say taking off the shoe is also a sign of severing the relationship. After all, that's also embarrassing to someone. He takes it differently. He says, taking off the shoe is avoda. He says, I could have served you as your wife and taken your shoes off and put them on and, you know, brought your slippers and your pipe and your newspaper. Right? Instead, I'm spitting at you and I'm going my own way and you're going my own way.
The point is, he views it as a divorce. He views it as a divorce. It's not about good, bad, ugly. It's about the fact that these two people used to have a relationship, and now they don't have a relationship. That it doesn't prove, telling mitzvahs doesn't prove whether it's a mitzvah or a matzah. But it certainly fits in nicely with the matzah perspective. Now, we have to get a little more into Tommy mitzvahs. I just want to take one possible other derech in... explaining the machlokes in the Rosh and the Ramban versus the Ritva.
One way is mitzvah versus matir.
There's another possibility. Maybe they both agree it's a mitzvah. Maybe they both agree it's a mitzvah. So if they both agree it's a mitzvah, then what's their machlokes? So let's take a second way of analyzing them. Right? A second way of analyzing them is that maybe everyone agrees it's a mitzvah. Maybe everyone chalitza is a mitzvah. Well, if everyone agrees chalitza is a mitzvah, then that's makes the Ramban Rashba very happy. But what's Pshat in the Ritva? So you could say no. There's one kind of mitzvah which is really not an option. Someone name me a mitzvah that's really not an option.
Shabbos.
What?
Not.
What about Shabbos?
Not an option.
No, that's not what I meant. Sorry, I apologize. The Ramban, my fault. The Ramban Rashba say, look, chalitza mitzvah, even the mitzvah, you have two options. One is Menamokar, one is Kedima, but there, I apologize. But they're two valid things to do. Now there are some mitzvahs which are not really valid things to do. Like for example, it's a mitzvah Mises Bezdin. No one's gonna say it's okay, you end up with this mitzvah or a mitzvah Mises Bezdin, right? That's very nice. Mitzvah Bezdin is not a mitzvah as like it's a nice thing that someone should end up doing. Mitzvah Bezdin is like a knas, it's an onish. There's some mitzvahs that are lechachila mitzvahs. There's some mitzvahs that are, they're mitzvahs, but they're b'dyamid mitzvahs. If someone did something wrong, then you also have to punish them. That's also a mitzvah. But that's clearly a b'dyamid mitzvah. Maybe that's the yesod of the machlokas. Maybe the Ramban and the Rashba, say that this is a positive mitzvah. Well, the Ritva might say, this is not a positive mitzvah. This is a knas. This is an onish. Onish is a little harsh. But clearly, there are something which could be a mitzvah. What does a mitzvah mean? I have to do it whether I want to or not. Yes, if someone's open a bazaar, you have to give Mrs. Bezdin. But that doesn't mean it's a good thing. That means it's a bad thing. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to do bad things. What does that mean? If someone's already bad, it's a mitzvah to do something bad to them to show your disapproval or for whatever various reasons, which we can't go into now. What did the Ritva say? Chalitza is not an option. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is if someone did, was that Russia who didn't do Yibam, you have to punish him by doing chalitza. That's not a valid option. So it could be they both agree it's a mitzvah. The Ramban Rashi says, it's a mitzvah lechatchila. Do Yibam or do chalitza. The Ritva says, no, that's a mitzvah b'dieved. Do Yibam, and if you're a Russia who didn't do Yibam, then we do chalitza to you. He would admit it's not a matter. Even if she doesn't want to remarry, we do chalitza. Why? Because we have to punish the guy for not doing Yibam. So that's the question. Is it a mitzvah lechatchila or is it a mitzvah b'dieved? This sounds very philosophical. Do we find a discussion of this in Shas? Well, depending how you define Shas, but there are philosophical parts of Shas also. At the very end, the last sugya, a nice summary. Of course, if you want to know about chalitza, you have to really... go through the 12th parak, parak gets chalitza. The last sugya in the Yerushalmi in Mitzvah Chalitza says, a fascinating machlokas, is tani tani chalitza gnai, is tani tani chalitza sheva? That seems to be what they're arguing about. Is chalitza gnai, or is chalitza sheva? Is it a lechachila nice thing to do chalitza? Yibam is a little nicer, that's a nice thing to do chalitza. Or is chalitza gnai? No, it's a terrible thing to do chalitza, it's a mitzvah. There are mitzvahs that are bad things.
Now, it doesn't mean it's bad to do mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs that are bad things, because once you already have a bad circumstance, it's a mitzvah to react to it negatively. Just like it's a mitzvah to do good things in good circumstances, it's a mitzvah to relate to bad people in a bad way. That's the question. It's chalitza shevach or gnai. Amar of chisam, adar chalitza gnai. First, they try to say this is a matter of technicality. Mandar chalitza gnai, commission rishonim. Mandar chalitza shevach, commission achronim. First, Rav Chisam wants to say, they're arguing about Abashalom HaChamim, which is Kodem. That's all they mean. Now, Rav Yossi, no. Filo Teme Kam Kam Mishu Rishon, Kam Kam Mishnach Rona. No, they're not arguing about Abashalom HaChamim, whether we're Gozer, because you're Shol Shema. They could both be within Abashalom, both be within HaChamim, because everyone agrees, Midor Raisa, Mitzvah Yibim Kodemis. They're both Midor Raisa, Yibim Kodemis. I don't care about the Rabbanans now. I don't care about the Gzeir of Abashalom. What's the machlokes? Chlokes is what does it mean mitzvah yibim kodemus? Kodemus, there are two nice shevach things, but one is more better, right? There is meis mitzvah and made, I don't know, there's megillah and hashavas aveda. Megillah is better, or no? Mitzvah yibim kodemus, the mitzvah litzah, there's a good thing, and then there's an onesh for bad people. Then it says, "Madruch litzah gnai leishav pagam davar echem natori yom yidam agamo." And it reshoins yom beis lozanal. What is gnai? You violated the Torah. That's what the Ritva says. What do you mean? You don't have options. Can't have done anything. You violated the Torah. You were poking the Torah by natu yibam. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is just like someone's over to a zara. We have to kill them, and that's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah of gnai. It's not a good option. Not a valid possibility. It's a b'di'eved. So here also, you get your pagam and are called based on tanal mermavazi. We take off your shoe and spit at you. Manda amar. That's manda is a little easier. Manda mechalitza sheva. Never kan priyam never lham yikar ben shemi ma kriya shem lham sheva kan shem. No, manda mechalitza says no. Here it says. Here it has a lashon of here it has a lashon of kriya. The nikra shemo b'Yisrael based on tanal. The nikra b'Yisrael. Kriya shem b'Yisrael. What are you talking about? The Kare Ben Shemi Yisrael says about to Yosef, but about Nasha Ephraim. That's a tremendous shevach. I'm a Kriya Shem Yisrael, right? Read Megillas Rus, right? Kara Shem Lenami. What greater shevach is there? So therefore, it's a tremendous shevach. Doesn't explain exactly what's behind it, just because it's a shevach. But Lechora, this is the machlokas between two Tanoim, two Brises in the Yerushalmi. This is in the Yerushalmi. There's one Brysa of, there's one Manda Omar, Chalitza Shevach. That would match the Ramban and the Rashba. I understand there's a Kadima. But there's two Shevach things, and one is even bigger Shevach. Now there's Manda Omar, Chalitza Gnai, Pagam Deber Echem in a Torah. What do you mean? You're going to call this two options? Right? Remember how we started. Ramban said, oh, there's no Tzorech. You could always do Chalitza. What do you mean? It's Pagam Davarech Natorah to Chalitza. Not Sorech. You could either refrain from Rezara, or we can have a big mitzvah Mises Bezda when we kill you. No, one is a mitzvah that we want to do, the other is a mitzvah we don't want to do. So Man Davarech Chalitza, that it could be their argument, because of Man Davarech Chalitza Shevach, Man Davarech Chalitza Gnai. Now, if we take that to the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, then we would say the Tamei HaMitzvos worked much better, of course, Lamanda Amar Chalitza Gnai. If we then take that to the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, that goes from when he goes close to the Bahag, and the Shudashal Mikra, that what's the Tam? The Tam is from Yavazim. What do you take off your shoes? You're like an Ovala Manuda, right? We take off your shoes and we spit at you, right? And he says, even why not spit? Because spit is a remnant of the Shekhla Zera that you didn't do. So that's it. It's a Bizayim. Is the Lashon. Maybe even has a nice way of expressing it. I realize there's another 3 hours to say here, but I'll just go another 5 minutes. He quotes here from Rabbi Yudai in the Bahag, that he says, Russia, we're calling him a Russia, like an Avel and Menuda. And, so we call him a Rasha, okay. Kemoreid b'mitzvah. It's a Vizayon. Tam Mitzvah is a Vizayon, and that's the Shita of the Bahag, and that's really, it's a pretty reasonable pshat, that it's a Vizayon. On the other hand, It's a bizayin, it's a knas, and that's also Rabbeinu Bachya says al pi kabbalah. He says al pi kabbalah. Forget him at the Zohar for now. Al pi kabbalah. It's a tremendous hemshech because, as we all know, the Ramban is Rames too. In his Perush on Chumash, and then the slightly later Rishonim, his Talmidim, decide to come straight out with it. That if you do Yib Malpi Kabbalah, the baby is a Gilgal of the mace, so therefore you can cause the Neshama to Hemsheikh, and if not, then his Neshama will be stuck. So he says it's very important to Yib. If you don't do Yib, you deserve Bizayim, and that's also Rabbeinu Bachya in his Alpi Kabbalah. It's not that it's Kabbalistic, it bothers someone, but just when he gets the Kabbalah, that's what he decides. On the other hand, that it's a big bizayim. On the other hand, there are other ways of looking at it also. Maybe there are other reasons to explain why we do this. Strange ritual. What are the other reasons to explain? Like, why would it be a shevach? Why would chalitza be a shevach? Why would it be nice to do chalitza? Why would it be a nice thing to do chalitza? What? So maybe it's a shevach that you're letting her marry. So maybe you could say, if you understand it's a matter of kinyan and gerushin, then maybe you could say it's a shevach that you're letting her marry. Okay, it's at least not a gnai. You know, you're not being nice to him, but you're being nice to her. So maybe if you take the derech of kinyan, which is Rashbam, or gerushin, which is the chinuch, you could say you're being nice to her. So you could say, what's the point of chalitza? It's a mitzvah. If you can't be nice to him, at least be nice to her. Okay, it's a bit of a stretch, I admit. Also, the Rabbeinu Bachya, the first Alder Chapshah is an interesting one. He has three drachim. He says, maybe it's a chok. Okay. If it's a chok, then who knows? I guess we should put it someplace. Maybe it's a chok, and that is Rabbeinu Bachya al pi medrash. He has three explanations: pshat, medrash, and kabbalah. So al pi medrash says it's a chok. Why? Because there's a medrash that says it's a chok, like shanes and varduma. Or al pi pshat, he says this is an issue. He says midin avelos. He says taking off the shoe is avelos. What's avelos? He says because now that I'm not going to be making shame to my brother. Now, if you're not going to be making shame to your brother, then you have to be misabel for him. So this, you could see sort of different ways. You could take avelos as being a gnai. You know, now you're killing your brother, right? Or maybe avelos. He doesn't explain the rope there. This is Rabbeinu Bachya al pi pshat. You could say that's the gnai. It's not a bizoyan to you, but it's a gnai that you're like feeling guilty for killing your brother. But maybe you could also say, maybe avelos is really a shevach. That's Rabbeinu Bachya al pi pshat. What's the point? The point is, I can't help my brother, but I'm sensitive to his situation. That's also a shevach. You know what? Sometimes you can't tell someone, you could at least be sensitive to the sadness of their situation. So I don't know how to take that. Is it gnai misavel, because if it's their fault? Or is it a shevach misavel? Like, what can I do? But I'm not uncaring. I understand this sadness of the situation. So maybe that's the shevach. If I can't actually help, I can at least commiserate. I can at least commiserate and sympathize. I think, obviously, these are all maybe a stretch. I think, obviously, the best tamei mitzvah to take, if you're going to say it's really a shevach, is one of two other drachim. One in tamei mitzvah, so one in one. You could say the Zohar, that it's a tikkun, l'neshama, that is the Zohar. Now, remember we saw the Zohar quote in the Nachas Shem HaZeh Shmuel. According to the Zohar, it's a big mitzvah. What's the big mitzvah? The big mitzvah is that the mason's neshama can't get into Olam Haba without having a kid. So you have to yibam to get the neshama to Olam Haba. What if you can't have a kid? Then, if the na'al goes from the yavam, the neshama of the mace is shorah and the yavam. If the na'al goes from the yavam to the wife, then a wife represents a shechina. That means that there's an opportunity that it causes the neshama of the mace to go into the makom of the shechina. It's a little complicated. How the mefarshim explained that the shechina might have to help him out, the whole process that's set in stone, that maybe you'd have to
he's sent the neshama someplace else. There's a big tzaddik who died without kids, and he got the olam haba because told the seder ma'isim tovim, and then his wife did give him anyway because al pidin that doesn't count ma'isim tovim, and then the neshama will go into that kid, and some of the shechina will work it out. Okay, this has to do with a lot of things that are higher than we're aiming today, but the you know, both higher and deeper. I never understood how that worked. Than we're aiming today, but clearly Zohar says it's a tikkun to get the neshama to Olam Haba because it has to do with the transfer of the neshama from now, which the midah malchus, to the eishes chayil, which the midah shechina. Okay, I don't say midah; you'd say nowadays. We'd say bechina. although the Zohar doesn't have a lashon. So it's possible that in a realm of tamia mitzvos, you can explain why it's shevach. Maybe a stretch in battering her as a shevach. All right, that seems like a booby prize, perhaps. But certainly maybe the avails the shevach, you say you're commiserating the shevach in that, even if you can't help you commiserate. But certainly I'll be the Zohar, it's pashat why it's shevach. Because you're actually having not as good a way, you need a few gagulim on the way, but it's also a way of getting the shema. You're accomplishing the same goal of getting the shema into Olam Haba, into the makam of the shechina. Therefore, agav, if you have a dream and a dead person comes and takes a shoe from you, you're in big trouble. Because that means that, I guess that means you should get yourself on order. I'll be this, this Zohar, because when the Nile transfers, that means the Neshama is going to the place of wherever the Nile ends up, whoever took the Nile. Anyway, another possible way of understanding why it's a Shevach could be Alpi Lumdus, but Alpi a radical Shita. Alpi a radical Shita. The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph has a Havamina of a Havamina. It's very rare to have a Havamina of a Havamina. And usually we wouldn't make too much of it. There's a Havamina of a Havamina that the Gemara says, if a Yavam does Chalitza, he splits the Yerusha with his brothers. Gemara asks, what's the Havamina? So in the end, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is, since he's such a bad guy to Chalitza, he should lose his share in the Yerusha. But the Havamina of what the Havamina was, is that he should get the, if he does the Chalitza, he should get the Yerusha. That's the Havamina of the Havamina. Salgir Chalitza Mokim Yibim Kaima, Vinishko Kulanichse, he's just as good as Yibam. Now again, I wouldn't build much on a half. Even a half amina, you don't know how to build. A half amina of what the half amina could be, but the maskana that's not the half amina is pretty weak. But nonetheless, and the Yerushalmi takes this much more seriously, although it also seems to be a half amina in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a manda amar that has a whole discussion, this is in brackets here. Is chalitza kinyan or chalitza ptor? How does chalitza work? Chalitza Ptur means I get rid of the Yavama. Chalitza Kinyan means I'm marrying and then divorcing the Yavama. Maybe the man of a Chalitza Kinyan, everyone who's Chalitza is really marrying her and then divorcing her. That's what a Chalitza is, a way to do Yibam and Gerishin, combine them into one step. How do you combine Yibam and Gerishin into one step? Do a Chalitza. Actually, the Chino would love this idea. It says first she takes off the shoe like a wife, then she spits it in like a stranger. But if you understand the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, man da Amar, Chalitza is Kinyan. That's the Havmin of the Havmin and Daf Mem. Chalitza is Kinyan. If Chalitza is Kinyan, the problem is in the Bavli, it's a Havmin of a Havmin. In the Yerushalmi, it's a Shita, but it's not the Shita that's accepted. But if you have this idea of Chalitza Kinyan, that every Cholitz really does give him and then divorces her, then you can understand how Chalitza can be a positive mitzvah. Chalitza is also Yibam, after all. Everyone who does Yibam could divorce her tomorrow. So all Chalitza is doing Yibam and divorcing her right away. Well, the Maisa, you still did Yibam. You just did Yibam and then divorced her. So it's not mitzvah mufchar. It's like doing a mitzvah and then stopping right away. Right? So it's not such a great mitzvah to do a mitzvah. It's not mitzvah to do a mitzvah and stop immediately. But l'maisa, who knows how long you'll do it anyway? So it's still, it's another valid option. So if you want to say that, not alpi tamei mitzvos, but or alpi lundus, if you want to say that chalitza is really Yibam, then Gerushin. Every Chalitza, meaning there is no other option besides Yibam. Everyone does Yibam. You can just do regular Yibam, or do Yibam with a divorce, which is called Chalitza. Then you can understand how you might say Ki Adadi Ninu, because even though in the end you're reversing yourself, you're still doing the mitzvah first. And that's not a philosophy, that's a lomdus. Is there really a Shita? So it's a, it works well in the Havamina, the Havamina, and of Mem Amud Aleph, that the Cholitz
What's the lashon? Chalitza b'makom yibum. Who? Chalitza counts as yibum, and it's the man da'omer in Yerushalmi. Although that's not the in Maskana, they bring proofs that this man da'omer is wrong. The chalitza kinyan. Although this man da'omer is rejected, so I wouldn't build too much on this.
The Ridvaz and Bani Yerushalmi though does say that he thinks there's a Tana who holds this way. We don't. There's a Tana who holds that way. Which Tana holds this way? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the sister of my chalutza is a rais to a rais of me. Why? Beis chalutz hana'al. She's my bias. I'm my chalutza is my bias. Therefore, her sister is a rais. Rabbi Akiva holds my chalutza is my bias. Sounds like I married her and then divorced her. So it could be that Rabbi Akiva,
according to the Ridvaz, not the Radvaz, the early Akron, but the Ridvaz from Chicago and then Yerushalayim, the
Slutsk, I think, and then Chicago and then Yerushalayim, on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, says that this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Chalutzaso Kruyadeso, and therefore she's considered like an ex-wife and her relatives are arise. So it could be that, again, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So there's not such a mainstream shita, but there is a possibility out there that every, even though it's a radical possibility, but it's well-founded as a havmina of a havmina and a shita of a tana, perhaps, and a mefurish machlokas in Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi seems to like one side better than the other, but it's a mefurish machlokas in Yerushalmi, that if chalitz is a kenyan, for every chalitz is a yibam and then a gerushin, then we could also say that might be the machlokas, that the Rabbi Rabban Rashbase Chalitza Kenyan, and the Ritva would hold that Chalitza is a Ptur. The only problem is, I don't really know if I want to box the Rabban and the Rashba into that possibility based on Lamedus, so I might stick to Tamiya Mitzvos. Okay, this was really, I think, Lani's Daiti, a very nice introduction to the Yesodos of Chalitza, and I guess as much of Chalitza as we're going to do this year. It's a little late, but okay, it's very important. Bechina, and Chalitza is very important. Inyan. So that really comes out very strongly, the Rabban and Rashba, the Ritva here. And we will now take a little hiatus for Chazara. 2 weeks from today will be the Bechina, and following which we'll go back to a Shir schedule, and I will try and stick in, you know, a couple of other Yesodot that I don't think we can leave the air without touching on, as well as go on a bit as far as we can in the